Hey everybody, happy Thursday. Today's the 7th, and we will be spending our time in Acts chapter 2. I think you're going to love this one.
And I want to go back with you for just a second to John chapter 14, when Jesus was speaking. Do you remember us talking about this? Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." So Jesus is telling him back in John 14, before he was crucified, "I will send you the Holy Spirit." And in Acts chapter 2, we see this promise come to fruition. So this is the day of Pentecost, it tells us. So let me explain that just a little bit to you. Pentecost, the Greek word for Pentecost is Pentecoste, which means 50th. Okay, so this is referring to 50 days. So keep that in mind, 50 days. So the Hebrew word for Pentecost is Shavuot, which means weeks. So since this festival was 7 weeks from the Passover, that was the celebration that occurred the week Jesus died, it's called Pentecost. So Penta meaning 50, or 7 weeks, which would be actually 49 days, right? And so Pentecost was one of the three, we would call them pilgrim festivals for the Jewish people. And so Jews from all over the Eastern world traveled to the temple in Jerusalem, and all of the cities and countries that are named in chapter 2 here were, if you look at a map, they were more than 300 miles away. I think Rome, as the crow flies, was like over 1,500 miles away. So there is people coming from all different places who were Hebrew people who spoke different languages. And so we see here that the Holy Spirit comes on all these people at the beginning of chapter 2, and they begin to speak. And the word tongues in this passage does not mean gibberish. It does not mean words that are not real words, okay? They all miraculously understood what's said in their own language. So the word tongues here means language. They heard in their own languages. So Peter tells them that this is to fulfill scripture that came from the book of Joel in the Old Testament. Now, in the book of Acts, we see so many unbelievably miraculous things over and over again. And one thing to remember here is that God used miracles to spread his word. He did that during Jesus's time, right? And he continues on in the book of Acts using amazing miracles to start the church and to empower the people and to spread the news of Jesus. Now, this is really interesting to me how this happens, as these people can all understand what was being said in their own language. And this takes me back to Genesis chapter 11. Clear back at the very beginning of the Bible, you see the people begin to develop pride, and they decide that they're going to build this tower. We know that tower as the Tower of Babel. And if you remember that account, these people tried to build this tower to be equal to God, to reach God, right? And that didn't make God very happy, right? And so he destroys the tower, and then he spreads the people all over the world, and he confuses all of their language, right? So God separates them because of their pride and confuses their language. And here we are at Pentecost, and just the opposite is happening. God is bringing his people together. They understand each other, and he brings them together to work together to spread the good news of Jesus. I just think that's such a cool thing, to look clear back to the beginning when God spread them because of their pride. Now he's bringing them back together. They can understand each other because of their desire to follow Jesus. So Peter gives here in chapter 2 the first sermon that we see in the book of Acts, and it was a good one, by the way. And he gives really the whole gospel story. He tells them how they had killed Jesus, but he interweaves the Old Testament. You know, David, one of the patriarchs of the Old Testament that they talk about, that they believed in, these Jewish people, they all looked at David as being important in their history. And so he interweaves even David into this story and points out scriptures from the Old Testament so that they would see the relationship between David and what was happening now and what had happened in the past. And so the people's response to Peter's sermon is to say, wow, we crucified this guy. We're responsible for this. Our sin's responsible. What do we do now? And Peter says, you know, kind of, I'm glad you asked. Repent and be baptized, every one of you. You know what happened to Jesus. You know that he died for your sin. The response to that, once you understand the depth of his love for you, is to repent and be baptized. And so as a result of that, over 3,000 people that day came into relationship with Jesus. And now we're going to watch at the end of chapter 2, amazing church unity happen. So pay attention to that at the end of chapter 2 as you read this super rich chapter in the book of Acts.